Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Ann.
Thank you.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report May 28th. What have we seen in terms of planting progress over the past week, and where do things stand at this point for what crops and where?
So seeding is nearing completion throughout Manitoba, and we are estimating that overall seeding is 94% complete across the province. We are seeing about the lowest amount in the southwest region, with 85% of seeding completed. But in most other regions, we are seeing higher amounts of seeding being completed.
How does this compare with a typical year, and what have been the factors that have contributed to those differences?
Compared to the five-year average, we are ahead of schedule for seeding, but we are right on track with where we were last year. The reason that we are ahead of schedule based on the five-year average is just because we did have a very dry spring, and there weren't many seeding delays were experienced because of the dry weather.
How are soil moisture conditions looking at this point? What have we seen in terms of rainfall over the past week or so, and where? And how do conditions vary across the province, and why?
So seeding moisture conditions have improved throughout most of the province. We did see very variable rainfall this past week. So all regions of Manitoba did receive rainfall, but the amounts were quite variable within each region. So for example, in the northwest region, the rainfall varied from, you know, about 1 millimeter of rain to upwards of 53 millimeters of rain, depending on where farms are situated. And it also really depended, you know, within a couple of miles. We saw very drastically different amounts of rainfall. So moisture conditions have definitely improved in those areas that saw the higher amounts, but throughout most of Manitoba could still use some rain.
How are the crops looking at this stage in terms of emergence and development, and how would that compare with typical, and why?
Right now at this stage, crops are looking quite good in terms of emergence and development. That recent rainfall, as well as the warm temperatures that we saw in the last week, really accelerated crop development. So we have seen accelerated emergence development, and as well as the crop growth stages. In terms of a typical year, I would imagine that we're fairly average, but I don't have a good estimate on that. But yes, the areas that we did get rain, we have seen a huge jump in crop development. And prior to the rainfall, some of the seed was sitting in dry soil. So, you know, this really was needed to help get a start on a crop emergence.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just that we are seeing higher amounts of flea beetle activity. And there is spraying occurring throughout most of the province on limited acres, but there are, flea beetle activity is increasing throughout the province, as well as forage growth. We did see some good forage growth this past week in areas that received rainfall, but in other areas, pastures and hayland are still quite dry, and supplemental feeding is still occurring in many cases.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Our guest has been Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.